There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hold on, Dr. Batar. I got to get a drink at the cantina. Yes, Dr. Batar, may the 4th be with you, my friend. Welcome to Advanced Medicine.
Robert, what is this, like a, comedy act, man, you guys got going on?
Well, it's the 4th. It's May 4th. Come on, man. May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day.
I got it. I'm just wondering, is this like a comedy act we got going on, or are we like supposed to be serious about medicine and health and wellness?
You know, it's sometimes it's hard to be serious about medicine when medicine, the people that are promoting it are just, they're on some form of pharmaceutical crack. You the stories we got to cover today are outrageous, and probably you haven't had time to open any of them, but that's
no,
why we're starting.
No, believe it or not, I was actually ahead of schedule, and I actually did look at them, and that one about the legislative issue in California with the vaccines, where the PhD immunologist basically dissected everything. God knows whether anybody's going to listen to that argument, but it was done very well.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, here's an insider, a Harvard-trained immunologist. It's like we've talked about being attacked or the attackers of the pseudo-skeptics and what they do if anybody steps outside the pharmaceutical box or vaccine box. But this is one of their own. You know, and last hour we talked about three major instances of journal editors, New England Journal of Medicine, the British Medical Journal, basically saying how peer review is just, it's not what you think it is. And I'm thinking,
they're garbage.
That's what they're saying. So it's like the rats are abandoning the ship.
Yeah, let me explain something how peer reviewed works. So there was one of the doctors whose son I treated, and he actually is he's a liver pancreatic surgeon, Oxford trained, Dr. Robin Bernhoff. He's in Ojai, California, and he's one of the first doctors that went through my training program. Dr. Bernhoff and I wrote a paper together, and in that paper, it was actually a paper that people can download. It was published eventually in Townsend Newsletter, but it was a paper that was a specific, we wrote the paper in specific response to the JAMA request for papers. It was the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it was a call for papers for childhood diseases that were considered to be non-curable, and there was a call for papers regarding those types of pathologies and what people may have found to be beneficial, et cetera, and what doctors may have found to be beneficial. So it was basically saying, hey, if you've got an idea on a paper that you can write about, you know, something that's non-curable, write about it, and we'll publish it. So we wrote this paper. It was a paper that had 187 references, and it was, the title of it was The Oxidative Stress in the Autistic Patient Population. And basically, after Robin went over to, after Dr. Bernhoff, you know, he finished writing it, he and I, you know, basically written the whole thing together. He came back and listened to my version. He said, Ross, you can't publish this, they won't publish it. I said, what do you mean? He goes, we've mentioned mercury too many times. So he went back and he took out mercury in every place we could possibly, and we only had it on the last page, I think it was the 14th page. But you got to remember, 187 references, very well written, and all about oxidative stress. We didn't talk about mercury or metals or this or that or the, you know, how bad the pharmaceutical industry was. And, you know, he really toned me down. I mean, you would have been pretty impressed how toned down I was in the paper.
Okay. Yeah.
So here we are. We've got this paper done. It's a Sunday night. The deadline is, you know, coming up within the next day or so. We submitted on Sunday night. Dr. Bernoff submitted it from his email, and they had, JAMA has their peer-reviewed process very clearly delineated how they go through the peer review process, okay? It's three independent doctors. They read the paper, then they make the editorial comments, and then they decide whether or not they think that it meets the criteria for publication. We submitted at Sunday night around midnight, Pacific Coast time. So that's 3 o'clock East Coast time. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I have an email from Dr. Bernhoff saying, Rashid, we have gotten a response. Our paper did not make the peer-reviewed, did not go through the peer-reviewed process. It was not approved. And I thought it was a joke. It was 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. And I talked to him on the phone, and he's laughing. He says, what a joke. And I was like, how is that possible? You telling me from the time you submitted the paper, three doctors have read the entire 14-page or 18-page paper with the references and then made the editorial comments and sent them back, and now they've come back and said that it didn't meet peer-reviewed criteria? He said, well, that's what they would like us to believe. But basically what happens is the papers go through a scanner. They basically check for certain keywords. And the fact that ours had autism and mercury, the same one, immediately eliminated us from meeting the peer-reviewed criteria for publication. And that's how the process works.
Wow. That's like the gatekeepers of information, the Ministry of Information of George Orwell's 1984, operating in what we call modern-day medical peer review. And again, these are the things that we've revealed today on the air before Dr. Bitar even got here. He's only strengthening that perspective from those experiences. And you think about that. If you had eliminated the word mercury or eliminated the word autism, of course, would the paper have been about the same thing? Maybe you could massage it one way or another. But the thing is that you talked about oxidative stress alone says a lot, because indirectly then they'd have to start extrapolating and say, okay, what causes oxidative stress? Then the follow-on paper would be, oh my gosh, mercury. Oh my gosh, exactly. What's in a vaccine?
Right? You hit the nail right on the head. This is when they talk about the rare mitochondrial dysfunction. Guess what? You put mercury in the physiology, everybody seems to have that rare mitochondrial dysfunction. I mean, this is the most absurd thing to call it, the rare mitochondrial issues that they have with certain patient populations that seem to concomitantly have autism. And so those are the ones that they actually ended up having reimbursed from the vaccine injury initiative, whatever it is.
Program, yeah.
Exactly, the vaccine injury program. But they remember, they don't say this, autism. They always put out something like this mitochondrial dysfunction. It's so absurd, Robert. It's exactly what you just said. They look for the keyword, mercury, autism together, boom, it's eliminated. If we just had oxidative stress and autism, maybe they wouldn't have.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we're revealing here, of course, and it's not just us. It's not just Dr. Bitar. As we said earlier, the chief editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, Dr. Marcia Angel, did many years ago. And we had the editor of the British Medical Journal for over 10 years has now just come out and said it's a complete sham, this whole peer review process. So what are we left with? Again, we were just singing our songs for the pseudo-skeptics on who are they going to have to attack next, because they're having to attack and eat their own.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things, too, that we've seen, Robert, where that story we covered a couple of years ago with the anesthesiologist that I guess got some jail time after having published 12, 15 papers, and then there's another 100 papers they used to reference his papers. And I guess they must have thrown him underneath the bus and kind of like eating their own type of thing. But again, this is a guy that completely fabricated data and made up all this research that got published as peer-reviewed, this is the peer-reviewed process, but all fabricated data.
Now, has there been a major medical journal that has published a paper on what I would call iatrogenic autism? Has there been any acknowledgement of doctor-caused autism?
I don't think anybody would ever publish such a paper, at least not in the medical realm. However, remember, there's a difference between medical literature and scientific literature, and there's ample scientific literature that talks about how destructive mercury is, mostly industrial-type research journals and scientific journals, not to be confused with medical journals.
Right, right. Yeah, this one I just found is off of Medical Hypothesis, I think. I just did a real quick PubMed search just because I was curious. I'd never seen one. And there's one that says, in an abstract, autism as we know it is caused iatrogenically and occurs reportedly 1 in 88 live births. Now national survey pegs autism prevalence 1 in 50 school-aged children, and the incidence is rising much faster in recent years. The author is hypothesizing idiopathic autism is caused by feeding of infant formula. So they didn't go to vaccines, but they're saying that infant formula causes autism.
So infant formula is fine, but injecting the second most toxic known to man and then add an ethyl group to it and make it 1,000 times more destructive, that is not politically correct.
Yeah, but it's a step in the right direction. Baby steps, right? Iatrogenic autism, there is one paper, but they're saying it's breast milk substitute, the very stuff that I projectile vomited out of my body when I was a baby because I knew better.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty absurd, but... Mm. But you're right. The fact that they, at least that I have to say, use the word iatrogenic with autism, you know, it's taking some form of remote, albeit remote, responsibility. It is still, I guess, a step, you could say. It may be a step in the right direction, but you've got about a million steps to go.
Yeah, there's a lot more steps to go. A lot more steps to go. Now, in this Harvard-trained immunologist rebuttal, if you will, to SB 277 in California, and by the way, if you can get out now. Don't wait. But even if they don't pass SB 277, which it's as likely to pass as not at this point, California is running out of water and a lot of other things, too. So leave before it becomes impossible to leave. It's just my opinion there. And I know some of our California listeners might not like to hear that, but that's just what I'm observing for many reasons. But this immunologist guy is just, he was throwing it out there. He was naming very specific things why they're not critical for what they call herd immunity, because that's the whole argument that unvaccinated children are a danger. And he's laying out all of these vaccines and showing how they don't contribute to anything called herd immunity.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a concept that when anybody sits down, anybody with a rational thought process sits down and actually goes through it, you can see that the herd immunity issue is a non-issue. It's actually completely backwards. And I think we've talked about it so many times now ad nauseum on the show, but when you sit there and you explain it to somebody, and before you even finish the explanation, anybody with a reasonable intellect gets it, and it's like, wait a second, the person that's been vaccinated is already protected, theoretically, so why are they worried about those that are not vaccinated?
Well, exactly. The PhD in question is Tatiana Obukhanic, PhD, again, Harvard trained. She studied immunology in some of the world's most prestigious medical institutions, earned her PhD in immunology at the Rockefeller University in New York, and did postdoc training at Harvard Medical School and Stanford, where your brother went. Wow, pretty impressive. When we come back, more of Dr. Bittar. I want to ask about, what does it mean when the whooping cough shot wears out?
To the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, each and every Monday we launch the week with Dr. Rashid Batar. He is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It was one of the highlights of the prize giving that I did on Wednesday at Hoover's. I gave a copy away, and they were thrilled to hear about you and everything that you're doing. And we got you here every week. And I've got a good question for you. I think it's a good question, Dr. Batar. The CDC is saying that the preteen whooping cough vaccine is losing strength over time. Now, I didn't gather that it was like sitting in on a shelf and losing strength, but they're giving it to the kids and they're saying it's just not working after a while. And I want to know from you that what you know about this. If it's possible that you artificially stimulate an antibody and then the antibody is suddenly poof gone. I mean, what is going on here? Either you have an antibody or you don't. What is this idea of, does it forget? Does it have collective Alzheimer's? What's going on?
Collective Alzheimer's, I like that. It's very possible that it could have, it's very possible that the virus, antibody could have collective Alzheimer's because it is being administered with thimerosal, which is ethyl mercury, right, as a preservative. So yeah. If we know that mercury is associated with Alzheimer's, then it's possible that the antibody is forgetting what it's supposed to be doing. I mean,
or aluminum. I mean, in either case, all these metals are linked
nickel,
to...
Or nickel, or formaldehyde, or any of these things.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying that they're shocked by this. They're shocked. I mean, come on. The idea of artificially inducing an antibody response, and that's all you need, it's like the holy grail of the immune system. We know the immune system, and the immunologist even acknowledged it before that we were talking about. And yet we're still dancing around this absurd thing, and they're desperate, dying breaths. They're just trying to force everybody to accept it, like out in California.
Well, let's make it very clear for everybody because, you know, sometimes you and I tend to become, in our facetious and sarcastic mode, tend to forget that maybe some other people may not understand the basic tenets of what we're talking about. So let's just cover this just for the sake of covering it, okay?
Sure.
The reason that this is occurring is because it's not that the whooping cough is vaccine is no longer working or these people aren't forming antibodies. It's because they never formed the antibodies. It never created a sufficient immune response. And in fact, if anything, how can you create a sufficient immune response when you're giving an immunosuppressive agent concomitantly with the actual substance that's supposed to elicit the immune response? And I don't believe that, I'm not one of those that believe that, oh, you can't elicit a human-induced allergic response or antibody response, Robert. I think that we can induce antibody response, but we cannot induce an antibody response, i.e., a response that's dependent upon a functioning immune system, when you're giving an immunosuppressive agent. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, when you say it that way, of course, you know, that's the point. You've laid it out so beautifully.
It's like trying to start a fire. It's like trying to start a fire underwater. If you say that, okay, I need to start the fire so that the body creates these antibodies, so the body's ready, God forbid, if the person is actually exposed to that pathogen, so now the body doesn't need 7 or 10 or 15 days to create the antibodies, boom, it's already got it, it's got a memory, it mounts a response. But you're trying to do it by giving the person an immunosuppressive component with it, i.e. the preservatives and all the other crap, the nickel, the formaldehyde, especially the mercury. That's like trying to start a fire underwater. You're never going to do it. And then to say, well, we don't know why this fire is not working. They're not getting an immune response.
But would this explain, Dr. Bitar, why they are adding even more aluminum or other adjuvants that they know that irritate the immune system so devastatingly? They figure, well, since we're underwater, maybe we can throw more gasoline in there and maybe we'll get a spark or something.
I think that that's part of it. Yes, I agree with that, Robert. And there's so many different things that we, you know, when you start looking at this from a common sense perspective, there's so many things that are violating common sense, sequential, logical thought process that would be necessary in order for us to be able to accomplish what the goal behind vaccine is. And again, I think for everybody listening, they need to remember, we're not anti-vaccine. We're just pro doing it the smart way and not doing it like an idiot.
Say it like it is, Dr. Bitar. I can always count on you for being the straight shooter.
Between you and me, real clearly, I mean, if there's a smallpox, chickenpox, let's say somebody has chickenpox in the community, the best way to get a vaccine is to take your child there and have a chickenpox party like they used to do in the old days.
Exactly. Common sense coming out of our ears. Now your ears, too, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine. If you miss this show, there's archives all over the planet through GCN, through Natural News Radio, and also Medical Rewind. Go to medicalrewind.com. Hundreds of hours of Dr. Bitar and I just having a good old time and talking some common sense as well. We got more. What did the FDA ban next?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1 800 425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, special shout out to our friends in the United Kingdom. UK, good luck on your elections. There's no room here in America, so if you don't like what happens, there's no room here at the end. Just saying. No, we love you. If you're from Britain, you're welcome over here. If you love liberty. Dr. Bitar is with me, and we do advanced medicine each and every week. MedicalRewind.com, the easiest place to get caught up on what you've been missing for a lot of years now. In the New York Times, a big piece on the uphill battle to better regulate. Something that Dr. Bitar mentioned in the last segment, formaldehyde. Formaldehyde, I thought it was the FDA, no, it was the EPA. They're saying, oh my gosh, it's so dangerous, we can't wait, let's regulate it because it's coming out of the floors, out of the cabinets, it's coming out of everywhere. But somehow, Dr. Bitar, I don't know how they did it, they missed the bits of formaldehyde in the syringes. No mention of the vaccines.
Yeah, and you know, this is why when people say that, oh, well, you may be just prone to conspiracy theory or And I actually haven't had anybody say that to me in the last 10 years, believe it or not. That's one reason I like Liam's book, where you can say official stories. I think it's a very appropriate title. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you start thinking about these type of things. You know, mercury, so damaging, formaldehyde, so damaging, acetone, so damaging. So many different components, nickel and tin and all these components. And yet they are using them in industry. You know, do you remember Time Magazine when they had the article about arsenic toxicity in the cover? They had all the treated lumber that's used for school playgrounds. They were constructing it out of all this timber that's been treated for I can't even remember what the treatment's called, but the treatment basically...
Well, yeah, it was like copper arsenate. They used different things that they'd soak the wood in, because normally
right.
It would eventually be infested by termites, bugs, etc. So they thought, oh, yeah, arsenic, that'll be good. The kids won't play on it and touch their every part of their eyes and their nose and then their mouth and eat arsenic.
Yeah, it's rot-proof and it's called treated lumber. I just don't know what exactly the specific term for the lumber is, but it's called treated lumber, and it won't ever rot. And essentially, they talk about all the playgrounds throughout America that are constructed with this type of timber, which is a normal thing to construct. You know, if you do decking or do foundations, you always use treated wood. Well, the question was, well, what do we do with all this arsenic? They were testing these children with arsenic. And guess what the response was from Time Magazine, what their suggestion was? The suggestion was people should require, the school should require the children to wash their hands after they come in from the playground. That was the recommendation to prevent arsenic toxicity from children playing on treated lumber.
So it's okay to play on it, touch it, rub it into the everywhere they rub things into, but as long as they wash their hands later, they're okay.
Yeah, that was the gist of it. And you know, I don't know whether that's Time Magazine said they should be doing that, or Time Magazine reported that was what the suggestion was. But
right.
The point is, that was what their solution was, to wash your hands or require your children to wash their hands after they're coming from the playground.
Right.
I mean, how absurd can it get?
What are they going to wash their hands with? Triclosan and benzyl alcohol and all the things that are going to punch holes in their epithelial layer, so it guarantees more absorption of arsenic and other nasties.
So what we're talking about, so they forgot the formaldehyde in the syringes. See, the question is, did they forget? Or is there something higher up? Because the lower echelons of people probably don't know any different, you know, meaning the people that are involved with the regulation of these things and allowing it to go. But is there somebody else up there, higher up, that actually know the truth and left it in on purpose or put it in there in the first place?
Sure. I mean, that's the question. When we've criticized the CDC for their, their hunting of viruses, the virus hunters, we've also lauded those in the basement that aren't allowed to come up to do much, the toxicologists. And it's similar with EPA. I mean, they do assess, legitimately so, toxicological exposures and their dangers. So who whitewashed this report? Was it in the report and then in the New York Times they whitewashed it out? Because it seems to me that it's a much more brutal way to introduce it in the body than the playground, via injection, via purposefully piercing the body of these children with these vaccines containing formaldehyde.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing too, Robert. When we start looking at the formaldehyde, we look at some of these other components that are, you know, used as preservatives. In fact, you can even start talking about things like things that have been promoted for years and years as preventive components, like things are escaping my head now. But fluoride, for example.
Oh, fluoride, yes.
Yeah, fluoride is a perfect example of things that have been touted as being very important from a prevention standpoint. And then when you know what the truth is behind fluoride, why are these things being touted as preventive when in fact they have been nothing? They're actually one of the most detrimental things to our bodies. There have been nothing, the science shows that they've been nothing but detrimental to the system, and this is a real science. Then you start asking the question, well, if people know this stuff, then why is it being pushed and encouraged
promoted,
for people
yeah.
to be using it? Yeah, why is it being promoted? Exactly, that's the question. And so then it starts to be something more than like misinformation. There's something more sinister. And again, you know, some people may ask the question, well, how can you say that? Well, the truth is evident, and you start looking at the pattern. I mean, mercury is a perfect example. You know, indentation, it's outgassing at 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day. You got it in the vaccines, and if that wasn't bad enough, now we're thinking, oh, you know what? We got to get more people sicker faster. So let's put it inside of bulbs and make all the incandescent light bulbs illegal. I mean, these are the types of things that start making you think, like, wait a second, where are we going? You take things like GMOs, you know, genetically modified substances, genetically modified organisms, and you start putting that into our food systems, and then we start passing laws to prevent people from even knowing what you've done and what you haven't done. Yeah, something's going on. Something's suspicious. Something's highly suspect.
And Super Don thought I was going crazy today with all of this word and information. I mean, yes, the more you talk about what's happened in this culture, and we're talking our American culture, which, you know, I love America, all the goodness that it really at its origin point had. And many times, over the years, we have abandoned it. And at this point, we've been poisoned out of realizing what really is important here. And even the EPA this last week, Dr. Bitar, acknowledged that the fluoride levels in water needed to be reduced because of the damage to the teeth of the children who were drinking it, and it was causing this mottling and discoloration of their teeth.
Yeah. And you know, I'm glad you brought this up, not to change the subject about the mottling of the teeth from fluoride, but I'm glad you brought up this thing about America and the love for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very few people that can ever challenge me for the love I have for my country, because not everybody has done what I've done for my country. I mean, obviously all soldiers have. But I will tell you this, that nobody should mistake what Robert says or I say or anybody else says when we talk about some of these outrageous things that the government's done, to mistake us that we're not patriotic American citizens that would lay our lives down for our country. It is not our country that's the problem. It's the people, the imbeciles that are running our country that are the problem.
Yes.
And that's something that everybody has to remember, because, you know, at every point when the patriots have stood up, you got to remember the real people that are heroes were always considered to be traitors.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about, a true patriot does question his or her government. It's not patriotic to sit idly by when you know your government has done wrong. That is being a lemming at that point. That is not an American ideal.
Well, that's exactly right, Robert. And if people were to take that stance 240 years ago in 1776 or prior to that, we'd still be sipping tea and having crumpets, and we would be calling tomatoes tomatoes, and we'd be calling aluminum aluminium.
Aluminium, I know, I can't stand that. No, we love you, our British listeners. We do love you. We tease.
But the point is, we still be British colony. We wouldn't have been independent. We wouldn't be America.
Right. No, we're not a bunch of lemmings here. But then again, a lot of people have been chemically induced, if you will. You talk about chemically induced castration, for instance. It's chemically induced into lemmings so that we can no longer function, stand up for what we know is right and what we believe in. And fluoride does indeed play a role in that. The impact on the higher functioning, cognition, the will, the weakening of the will, these things have been established even in the annals of psychiatric medicine, which is a horrific form of medicine.
Well, that's exactly right, Robert. And one of the things we got to remember is that the best way of making sure that you can prevent yourself from having any type of detrimental side effects from some of these drugs is by simply not taking the drugs in the first place. I had a patient that asked me, how can I prevent some of these side effects from occurring in me, Dr. Star? Mm-hmm. And my response was, don't take them. It's not,
My doctor said I had to.
Yeah, exactly. And this is true, that a lot of people feel compelled to do something because a doctor told them, and they don't want to hurt the doctor's feelings. And I have to remind them, look, this is your body. This is if you went to a mechanic and the mechanic said, hey, I'm going to do this and that, do something absurd about treating you, you got a knocking sound in your engine, let me just turn off the radio in your car and put these headphones over your ears so you don't hear the knocking sound. What would you think about your mechanic? And they said, well, I think the mechanic's an idiot, and I wouldn't take my car there. I said, well, that's exactly what you're allowing your doctor to do, is to cover up the symptom by turning up the volume and putting ear muffs on you so you don't feel or see or hear the problem that you're having. And that's your body's own feedback mechanism warning you there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. And so, we have to remind people of that.
You know what I would say to the mechanic that did that to me?
Tell me.
You used to be a doctor, didn't you? Tell me the truth. used to be a doctor. I know. I could tell. This is what
that's
you
a good one, Robert. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So, you know, here we are again urging people to stand up to do what is right, but recognizing the difficulty, the fear associated with it, because, again, you're standing against what's known as consensus. But what we've acknowledged today on the show, throughout the show, is that the consensus based on the peer review is an absolute sham. It's a scam, and it's a dangerous scam because it's poisoning you, it's hurting you, it's creating the very cancer that they're claiming to treat you for instance. And that's why it's so very important, and I think is an ideal. Maybe it's not uniquely American, maybe it is, but for those who love liberty, it's to stand up against tyranny in all forms, and that includes medical and pharmaceutical tyranny.
Absolutely, and the information that's going through this peer-reviewed process that is being preached to you as gospel, you may end up paying the ultimate price of your life by following that instruction.
Yeah. Somebody might be reading the gospel after you're gone because of the drugs that you took, thinking it would save you. Again, the freedom to heal is yours. The freedom to say no to people who are pretending to heal you with pharmaceutical pseudo-substances or real toxic substances. Like the EPA recognizes the toxicity of formaldehyde, but the New York Times refuses to acknowledge it in the syringe that is being used against your child. Unless you stand in the way and say, no, not on my watch. I'm taking my kid and going home. But if you do, will that result in a CPS medical kidnap? We got an update on that and more on Star Wars Day after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The force is strong with Dr. Bitar.
All right, Star Wars Day, may the force be with you. Although we learned that Dr. Bitar is actually a Trekkie, not a Star Wars guy. But we let him on the show today anyway. And, of course, we still love him. So, Dr. Bitar, thanks for putting up with us today.
Hey, I'm waiting for the Star Trek versions to come out, you know, or even Dune or something like that. But, Star Wars is just not real enough for me. You know, it wasn't real like Star Trek.
You and Freddie Mercury. Jaws was never my thing, and I don't like Star Wars.
No, I mean, I love science fiction. So even Star Wars, I would watch it because it's science fiction.
All right. Well, hey, Star Reality here, and that's Healing Reality, May 11th, coming up, the webinar. And Dr. Bitar is in it, and I hope you will be, too, if you haven't already signed up for it. Dr. Bitar, how's it looking, the May 11th, coming up?
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because we only sent one email out, and we are already over capacity registered. And what we decided we're going to do is we're going to actually pre-record it, and we're going to send everybody out the information so they'll be able to listen to it at their leisure. Plus, I was going to be overseas at that time, and 8 o'clock would be 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning there, which, you know, was fine with me. So we are going to pre-record it, and we will send out the information so everybody will know, but it probably won't be on the 11th side. It may end up being a couple of days later, but that's one reason we haven't sent anything else out. But I will tell you this, Robert. Off the air, you remember I mentioned to you about the new webinar series we're going to be doing?
Yeah, every couple of months. This is going to be cool because we don't always have time to answer everybody's questions when we do our advanced medicines, you know, the medical rewind. But there's going to be a new opportunity every couple of months. Dr. Bitar will do answer your questions. Ask Dr. Bitar. Do you have a separate website that you're setting up for that?
Yes, it's actually going to be AskDrBitar.com. Right now, if you go there, it'll just take you to the advanced medicine seminar website. But it will be posted there as well. And we will do it. It will be a live event, and people will submit their questions beforehand, and we'll have topics that we'll be talking about. So there's going to be autism, cancer, general medicine, longevity, et cetera, and you can post your question anytime you want, but we will just do one subject at a time. And the schedule for the rest of the year, we've got 5 webinars planned for this year. They'll be posted now, and that information will be available at advancedmedicineseminars.com. And Robert, it's basically what we did at the Advanced Medicine Seminars, except we're just going to do a question-answer type situation. And we're going to basically allow the people that have questions to have their questions answered without having to you know, wait till another advanced medicine seminar, or whatever the case may be. Like this thing at Fort Wayne made me realize when we had this small little seminar, and yet we had people from New York, Colorado, all these different places come in, and it was pretty incredible. Makes you realize that, you know, we take certain things for granted, and there are a lot of people that want this information, and so we're taking too much of a break, Robert. We need to be working harder.
Oh, my gosh. We're happy to deliver the information we get to do each and every week. And those of you who are new, literally hundreds of hours available of Medical Rewind, medicalrewind.com. Of course, UK Health Radio rebroadcasts and archives, as well as our syndicator and naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, our good friend Jerry Doyle, Epic Times as well. And we've got new updates happening there all of the time. Real quick, just in case, you know, Dr. Vitar is not big in the Star Wars, but maybe this three-year-old could help him understand how it's really, really totally cool. Three-year-old explains A New Hope, Episode 4.
Okay. The sound people cast the robots and drive and sell them in garage sale, kind of like garage sale, but except they're selling robots.
So it's a garage sale in outer space. I mean, what's not to like?
It's really hard to tell what the child was saying, but can you summarize what he said?
Basically, she said it's a garage sale in outer space, except they're selling robots. I mean, come on, who wouldn't love a movie about
that's
that?
Pretty accurate, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's one of the themes. Of course, that's how they got C-3PO and R2-D2, and now I don't know who the rolling one is coming up in the next one. Again, I just hope it's as mythic as that. That's what the great thing is, that it was rooted in the myths, the great myths that really... you know, they're found in all the major religions. If you go back into the history, the mythic elements and the ideals of, you know, overcoming the obstacles and purification, all of those things, that's what it captured. That's why it was such a cool thing originally.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
All right, well, the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Vitar, he's here every week. RobertScatbell.com, MedicalRewind.com. We have all the links. We're going to add as well AskDrVitar.com. into the mix, as well as we're wrapping up the show today. I appreciate you so very much. Safe journeys to everybody, especially you, Dr. Vitar. I know you'll be traveling all over the world as we're wrapping up here.
Well, Robert, I look forward to doing our next show, possibly live from the Middle East.
All right. Well, in the meantime, all I've left to do is remind each and every one of you that the power to heal is yours.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.